بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Faith based on understanding. Saturday, the 4th of Ramadan, 1394, 21st of September, 1974. There is a story about the leaders of one of the communist nations of the Eastern Bloc, who professed atheism and utterly rejected any culture or philosophy that was not based on materialism. This story takes place shortly after the Indian independence. In order to win the hearts of the massed millions of Indians who have just won their independence, these leaders visit India. Some of the most important Muslim leaders were Maulana Shah Mahmud Dehlawi, Maulana Mahmud al-Hassan, Maulana Abul Kalam Azad, Maulana Muhammad Ali and Maulana Shaukat Ali. The term Maulana amongst Indian Muslims at the time is roughly equivalent to our term Ayatollah. Therefore, these Muslim scholars were amongst the major leaders of the Indian independence movement. There were also Hindu figures such as Mahatma Gandhi, and figures belonging to the Jain faith were also a part of it. Coming back to Tilak, he was a Hindu monk, although perhaps monk is not the proper term, but in any case, he was a Hindu religious leader and an amazing figure. He really was quite a remarkable person, although he died while the struggle was ongoing and did not live to see a free India. However, 30 years, 40 years after his death, his followers saw his vision for a free India realized and wore the Tilak mark to memorialize him. This mark is a religious symbol with spiritual and metaphysical significance. And Tilak himself was, for the Hindus, a religious leader.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In any case, when these communist leaders who espoused atheism and materialism went to India, in order to win people over to their cause, they put the Tilak mark on their heads. In other words, they wanted to say, yes, us too, we believe the same as you. This even though their own words and beliefs contradicted this statement. Those political leaders who are removed from spiritual, religious or divine responsibilities are like this. But the prophets of Allah believed in whatever they spoke with the totality of their being. Whatever they called people towards, they were rushing towards it already. It means nothing if I lay down at the bottom of a mountain, dying of thirst, and tell you, there is a cool, fresh water to be had on the top of this mountain. Quick, go and get it. Hurry, I'll be waiting here. You would all be right to tell me, if what you're saying is true, if you really knew there was a spring atop this mountain, when you yourself are dying of thirst, you would have gone yourself. You must be lying, for you yourself do not believe what you have said. Therefore, divine leaders must, before anyone else, like trailblazers with the banner in their hands, set out on the path, stand tall and lead the way for others to follow.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.